Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West. My recipe for you today is roasted carrots with a wild berry compote and gorgonzola. This is such a fun dish to use at parties, social gatherings, you name it, it works. It's a unique blend of that beautiful root with the bitterness of that blue cheese and the sweetness of that compote. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to do to make our compote is put in a saute pan equal parts blueberries, raspberries, about one clamshell of each. And then I like to use a little bit of blackberries, one more clamshell. This will yield a decent amount for a good amount of people. So you only have to make this once. I'm going to put those in a hot pan. I'm going to add in there 3 tablespoons of regular cane sugar. I'm going to let that get hot, mix around, but I do not want it to caramelize. You don't want this to caramelize. 2 cups of red wine. I prefer to use San Joaquin wine, but if you can't find any red wine will suffice. I want to add 1 cup of water. Let that come to a simmer. You don't want to destroy the berries. You want to let them cook in the liquid for a little while. And then we'll add in there 1 more tablespoon of sugar. We're going to add that into a blender. We're going to blend that, allow that to come to room temperature in a 375 degree oven. Add your carrots. Now with your carrots, I like to add in carrot sticks. You don't want to put whole carrots in there. If you could get heirloom carrots, they're even better. Or the carrots that have the stems, the little baby carrots, they work fine as well. You don't have to pre-blanch these because we want them to have a little bit of pop when they snap. I like to put butter, salt, pepper, garlic, a little bit of lemon juice, and roast them in the oven for about 20 minutes. Allow those to come to room temperature as well. Serve with raspberry compote and top with gorgonzola blue cheese. This is such a fun dish. So creative, so unique. And what I like to do lastly is just put a little bit of fresh cilantro over the top. And it really does explode the flavor. For this and many more of my recipes, follow me on www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com or www.foodietv.com. As always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, with Agnet West.